talking today with Brian Arnell, OSU's nutrient management specialist. So we're in Chickasha at the field day today. What did we see?
So we really talked about my trials we have down here, a lot of wheat, fertility stuff, heavily on the nitrogen aspect, but also looking at some of these biologicals that can we add to the seed and see if we have any benefit from nutrient availability or maybe some drought resistance.
So tell us a little bit about, you mentioned three studies today, so tell us about those studies.
So the primary three studies, we have one that I deem the kitchen sink. It has a little bit of everything in it. You know, we're looking at biologicals, we're looking at sulfur, we're looking at stuff. I don't have any data on it. I can't say that one thing is working. We kind of keep an eye on this stuff and just looking through, but we'll release this information when it comes to harvest. But right now, nothing's just jumping out as far as a wheat looks like, oh man, this is something amazing, but there are some things with potential. Our other two studies deal with nitrogen and nitrogen timing. So one is the protein progression, and we're looking at different management of nitrogen and sulfur to how to get the best protein and bacon meal out of our wheat. A lot of years on this work, it shows that if you go pre-plant nitrogen, all pre-plant, that we don't have the same protein and ending as we do if we split nitrogen. So moving to a 50-50 or a 25 pre, 75% in season. The sulfur hasn't had much of an impact when we add 10 pounds of sulfur at top dress, unless we're in a deep sandy soil that has a good rainfall year. And then those years, sulfur has a great response. But in our heavier ground, not really seeing any value in adding sulfur in this sweet ground. And we're running in the 60 to 90 bushel range. Also have flagleaf nitrogen, which does little to no benefit for us. But the anthesis nitrogen, when we're behind, is giving us a nice boost of about 1% of protein.
So we saw some wheat that was actually up today, but you had mentioned that it was wheat that needed nitrogen.
Yep. So a lot of my studies really short nitrogen so I can see a nice difference. And one of those is the end source, where we look at urea and safened urea and UAN, which is a liquid, and safened UAN. And I apply at a really low rate to make sure that I can see a difference in the products. And so we're learning about the timing and the addition of these safeners. And then we also had some wheat that is also behind that's going to get nitrogen today to see if we can boost that protein. So it's a little deficient going into flowering. And so we're going to shoot about 24 pounds of nitrogen on it today in a couple sources to see how much of a protein boost we can get. History tells me I'm expecting about 1% to 1.5% increase in protein.
So what should producers be thinking about as far as their threshold for nitrogen?
So their threshold, long-term, I like to look at it as a long-term average because nitrogen's a moving target. I mean, this year tells us a lot, right? I mean, we've got some short wheat, and so nitrogen needs a lot less. I like to look at nitrogen as a bank account. Let's look at a 10-year, 15-year average. In the long run, I would like you to be at 2 or less pounds of N per bushel produced. Not, so we say the old yield goal is 2 pounds of N per bushel, but I want it to be bushels produced. And in good years, we top it off. So if we have a really good year and we have a high nitrogen demand, then we're looking at more in-season and late-season applications. Years like this, where we're really just struggling and lack of moisture, we can pull it back and we need less nitrogen. So we look at it as a balancing that some years we might be at 1 pound of N per bushel and some years we might be at 3. But I want to see that average at 2 or less.
And you said don't pre-plant if you want protein. You were very adamant about this.
No, don't pre-plant. So don't live on pre-plant for protein. And this is a heavily grain-only comment. If you're grazing, we got to have that pre-plant for growth. But when we make protein, the protein is nitrogen. And so the wheat crop makes protein as it's filling the grain. And so if we have run out of nitrogen in the soil by the time we make grain, we're going to be short on protein. Mm-hmm. Nitrogen applied pre-plant has more time to sit in the environment. A good year in Oklahoma for wheat needs rain. Rain means we lose nitrogen. So a good wheat yield, we're going to have more leaching, and pre-plant's not there. And so if you want to grow good grain-only wheat, we need to be really transitioning to spring at green up on through jointing application. That's where we see a nice boost in protein and really a nice boost in yield. I think a lot of our dual-purpose wheats, when we heavy up front them, we have too many tillers. And so the delaying the nitrogen is a tiller management and protein management option.
Well, and I know right now producers are just trying to figure out what to do. You know, is the wheat coming up big enough to even apply nitrogen? So what's your advice on those types of situations?
In the areas that still have a wheat crop looking good and we have heads coming up and we got a little bit of moisture, if you see yellowing on the lower leaves, so this is the old close to the ground, that's a sign of nitrogen deficiency. If you think you can get a protein premium by selling at a higher protein, you could do a shot of nitrogen right now over the top, flat fanning on some liquid nitrogen. We got to watch temperatures and humidities, though, so we could get a protein boost. Yield-wise, there's nothing we can do at this point. And so the ground southwest that's just struggling to make it, we're just kind of done. But there are some pockets that have had some moisture and are making okay-looking wheat. If it's yellow, then we might have an option for some protein premium.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian, for visiting with us.
Thank you, Casey.